Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are back with the Luke and Pete Show. It is Thursday, the 13th of Japan. It's the 13th of Japan. I got the date right, said the wrong month. I turned it into a country.
You didn't say the wrong month.
Yeah.
You said something that isn't a month.
Yeah. I've not done an abroad Japan for a couple of days.
I
did them right through Christmas, yeah. and I just haven't done one for a week, so now I'm confused.
My personal favourite day since Monday the 13th of Cup
Nicaragua.
Holder. Very good to have you along. Peter, it's good to see you again.
All right, yeah, everything's fine.
What, all right, is it?
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right, a beer, isn't it?
Well, do you sometimes think, because obviously we're now, whatever it is, however many days we are into January.
Yes.
2022.
Yeah.
Do you ever think, God, there's a long way to go in this year, isn't there?
What, do you want it over?
I don't know.
I wouldn't mind winter to be over. That's what I'd very much like. I can't be bothered.
We haven't really had a proper winter either. Like the last kind of week or so, it's been actually cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's Monday. It's really warm. It's crazy on New Year's Eve. It's like 15 degrees at night. It's mad. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. It has been rather strange, but it is going to get colder and we are going to see. I'm just thinking, because for the first time ever, I de-iced a car. I've never driven a car before, because I was like, how do I do this?
Yeah.
I think you've got to turn the thing on hot and then spray it.
You mean using the fan thing?
I used the fan thing and I also, and then I did some spraying as well. I found some of that in the back of Sarah's car. But it's just all new. This is all new to me, driving in sleety weather. Yeah, it was all right.
How do you find it when you're driving along and the windscreen steams up? Were you prepared for that?
Today, it was constantly doing it. Every 5 minutes, I had to turn off the Holy Bible, Manic Beaches. That album, there's very few albums that have that many decent songs on them. Like, it's up there for me. I love that album.
I don't like that you are listening to the Holy Bible on the way
in 2022.
Because I think you need to
buck up.
Yeah.
It's either that or fucking TalkSport, though, isn't it? Or rival podcasts, I suppose.
I see your point.
I mean,
that is the only album available. what else are you possibly... You've been backed into a corner there, haven't you? It's either the radio or a specific album from 1994 by the Manic Street Preachers.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through and listened to...
Where'd you buy that car? 1997?
You've got
Spotify on your phone?
Yeah. I was just listening. Look, it's a good album, and it's one of my favourites. And I was listening to it, and I was like, every song on this album I love. So have a bit of that.
So it's got Faster on it, right?
Faster, Revol.
Yeah.
She Is Suffering.
If White America Told the Truth One Day, Its Whole World Will Fall Apart?
That's the first one, I think.
Album. Second song. Second song on this album.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
You listen to it today.
Which was that go like?
But I'm not going to fucking sing it. You tell me off for singing most of the time. Faster is Faster. I am an architect.
They call me a butcher. Yeah.
So my feeling, so I'm interested.
Forced on £7 or something?
Yeah, that's on there. Because hasn't the whole album got a load of themes of like anorexia and self-harm and stuff like that?
It's dark, man.
But Peter, I would have this album. I haven't listened to it for ages. I would have thought that if I listened to this album now, it would have dated really badly.
The guitar dates, but he's always been a bit of a noodle monster, hasn't he? I think the drumming is pedestrian on some songs. Sorry, Sean Moore. But this
is all Richie Edwards era, though, isn't it? So it's like,
yeah,
actually like a lot more kind of interesting.
Yeah,
I'll be totally honest with you. I don't think I'd listen to it now. But I didn't really mind like the Everything Must Go era, Manic Street Preachers.
That was their last passable.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think definitely.
Okay. So you listen, so you drive along in your car, you listen to the Max Free Features. And you're singing so loudly that you're steaming up your own windscreen. Is that what's happening?
It's really hard to hit the notes that he hits, but I'm doing it every time, Luke, and I'm loving life. I'm loving life.
I believe you, baby boy.
She is suffering.
I reckon you've got it in you.
I reckon I have.
What other albums do, sometimes I, so you, we've never talked about this.
All right.
I've mentioned it occasionally.
What albums you can listen to in full and not go, oh, this is fucking boring.
No. I've got access to your Spotify on my Spotify.
Oh, that was the worst thing. I was listening to, they do erotic podcasts sometimes. Not sometimes, right. But I was like, I wonder if they
can't
do erotic.
Let me be interested. Take it away.
I wonder if they do erotic podcasts.
Hang on. So you've gone from they do erotic podcasts to you saying one day to yourself, I wonder if they do erotic podcasts.
No. So I was like going, I mean, you know, pornography is a thing that moves needles in every era of technology. So I was like, I wonder if they do like sexy erotic stories. And they do.
Right.
And I listen to a lot on Spotify.
This is even I've got that read yet.
Say again.
The stack. Because you ain't voicing them.
I took my trousers off.
If you're a fan of
Green Day. Yeah, but it is. It's just kind of like they're really cheaply done. They're really badly written, clearly by men. And it's just all a woman at a drinks party is seduced by two twins, two male twins. And it goes all romantic.
Are they not written for women? They're written for men in this case.
I think they're written, well, I think they're supposed to be written for women,
right?
But they're very much written for men. They're badly written. You
what
know, like
men
you
think
know,
women want.
Well, it's just like, and then I pounded her anal, you know, all that shit. So, right. And so it's really sort of graphically, needlessly graphic, not very kind of well written. It's awful. And it's just read by clearly someone they've got off, you know, Fiverr or something to, you know, they've got like an Eastern European woman to sort of read it kind of sexily and breathily. And it's really poor stuff. But what I forgot is that everyone can see what I'm listening to on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's a disaster. Well, it's a fucking disaster.
I appreciate you owning up to that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't actually going to mention that. But what I was going to say was, what happens in the right-hand side column of my Spotify?
Because
I think probably when Spotify
you're
first...
You're always listening to something.
Yeah, when Spotify first came out, I think probably people were more interested in the kind of social aspect of it.
Because
we're probably still in the social media fucking world.
Mm.
And I followed you. Mm. I followed Katie from Jack Show.
Yeah.
And I follow Bob DeMello. Remember Bob?
I remember Bob DeMello. Yeah, yeah. I saw him in the street. He was drunk. I just saw him and I was like, wow, surprised he's drunk.
But he's a good guy. He's a good guy. He used to be a band called Super Tennis.
Oh, they were
really
great,
good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I've not seen Bob for ages.
And the amount of times I'll open up Spotify and you are listening to some really, and this is not a criticism, some really basic pop punk monstrosity.
Basic?
And I feel to my...
All the Mad Caddies basic.
Call
Face to Face basic. The Bouncing Souls.
But I noticed also... that you have, and I don't know exactly when you did this, but this is quite sweet, so listeners are going to have to bear with me and enjoy this.
Mm.
You've got a playlist on your Spotify called For Luke.
I have, yeah. I did a nice sort of...
An emo pop-punk journey. And it absolutely shames me that to this
day... You've never dared your boots.
You've created it for me over 5 years ago. I've not listened to a single second of it.
Oh,
so I'm going to remedy that.
Lukey.
And the rest of the show is going to be 10 songs on this page.
But, I don't even know what's on that, to be honest.
So
yeah.
I have not seen your erotic stories journey.
No.
Listen, but what I would say is this. Do you know who one of the most prolific and successful sex porn magazine stories writers was in a previous career?
Was it someone like Norman Mailer or something? Like that.
It's not a writer.
Okay. Oh, I don't know then.
Alistair Campbell.
Right, okay. Was he writing
I
for
suppose
like...
he was a journalist, so...
Yeah, he is a writer, yeah. But yeah. Oh, interesting. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sexy. It's was not... he prolific, or was he just, he
is
just
it
doing
it?
Is
it sexy to think Alistair Campbell's right now?
It's less sexy,
yeah.
And all that, yeah.
So if Stack had to produce a show about porno
erotica
stories...
Yeah.
Well, and you were tasked with running the project, Pete, how would you approach it?
I'd basically make the... Was it the radiophonic division of the BBC where you just kind of have to make squelchy noises?
No, but how good would that job?
Fingering a melon.
Right, okay, I'm regret you asking you. How much of a great job would that have been back in the day? Do you remember seeing that video the other day, Pete, of David Attenborough back in the forefront of like proper exploration in the 20th century, like in the 50s,
right,
going to like Papua New Guinea, places no one had ever been to before, apart from indigenous people, and meeting them and talking to them. And how, what an exciting time to be making TV shows, right?
Yes.
The Radiophonic Workshop, again, you can buy records, vintage records from Radiophonic Workshop back in the day, all this mad shit they were doing,
yeah,
in the name of like public service broadcasting to accompany TV shows. Fucking great. If you see the photos, it's these like amazing like men and women in lab coats with these big bits of fucking gear
with these crazy microphones that you never heard before.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
That's a great fucking job to have.
Oh, massively. And imagine how many wires. In there.
And they have to be wires, because no wireless technology then.
Exactly. No.
When I went to the Pink Floyd exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum, arguably the most boring start to a sentence ever, they got to the point, I think, around Dark Side of the Moon, Pete, you'll like this, where what they were trying to do hadn't been really done before. So they were having to create their own mixing desks and their own instruments and stuff.
Right, okay.
That's cool, isn't it?
That is cool. I mean, anything that has to be sort of bodged, I love that. And then these bodgy kind of instruments and kind of samplers and stuff, they become a commercial enterprise.
Yeah.
Sort of like, I want to make, you know.
But in between that,
I want a Mellotron.
In between inventing it for your own ends and it becoming commercialised.
Don't put it in your ends.
Can you replicate the sound again without it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to, and the thing about being methodical and intelligent is that you have to kind of, because I've been putting together a couple of pilots recently, and I sort of spent a lot of time getting the production right, because it was a parody of something else. So I was like, right, get the production right. And then I realised that I'd deleted a lot of the original files. I was like, I've lost the master tapes.
You can't get them back.
Can't get them back. I'd have to recreate them again, and it would sound different every single time. So I'm a fucking idiot.
it happens though, because do you remember the that talk? Well, it wasn't talk. I mean, 2008. I think it was 2008. Universal Studios burnt down, didn't it?
Right. Okay.
And I think there was 175,000 master tapes lost.
Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
All kept in one big facility.
Why is it in Universal Studios? Why is it in? That sounds like a
Universal Music is the same company,
right? Okay, so but why
they were keeping them in the they were keeping them in the big lots there, I think.
Back them up. Somehow, just back them up for crying out loud.
Yeah, I think it was digital, video, film, music, all sorts.
That's disgusting.
Bad
that, makes, that makes me feel.
Imagine being in charge of the. Basically, you've essentially destroyed a massive part of popular culture.
Yeah.
If you're the fire safety officer.
Worse
there.
Than the Taliban.
Kind of similar.
Kind of similar.
Isn't it interesting? Speaking of that, how really, really right-wing people, say, for example, in the US, these mad, mad ones.
Yeah, yeah.
They're kind of, you think to yourself, you'd have a lot in common with the Taliban. They would, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
they see them as being the mortal enemy of America, but they've got the same ideas.
Yeah. No, massively. Yeah.
Hate culture. Hate
women's rights.
Yeah, hate women's rights. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Yeah. Pete, before we go and do a little ad break, because we should tell ourselves off, chastise ourselves for how long we ran on Monday.
Sorry.
No, it's not, it's both of our fault. Have you heard of a company called Yumbug?
Yumbug. No, I haven't.
So Yumbug, I saw them in the... saw them have it on the tube, and I thought I'd ask you about it, because you are not at all a fussy eater. You'll get anything in your gob, won't you?
I'll get anything, though I am, this week, and hopefully for the rest of the month, trying where I can to eat vegetarian, because I had two bouts of sickening food poisoning over over Christmas, both times that I cooked A, a turkey, and B, a fish pie from salmon that had been left out. That's never a good
idea,
is it?
You won't learn your lesson,
I won't learn my lesson. I go back to the well every single time. But I'm like, you know what? No, I'm going to try, and when I'm out and about, when it's my own choice, I'm going to try and eat veggie. And I've done a week of it.
what kind of stuff have you eaten?
I don't know, stir fry. What did I make? Pancakes.
What stuff are you putting in it instead of meat, though?
Jackfruit. I made some jackfruit.
Where'd you buy jackfruit from? Listen, let me tell you something now.
Someone doesn't have a waitress near them.
I'm a cosmopolitan man.
Right.
Right. I'm open to most things. Right. I hear talk of jackfruit all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I've never once seen it for sale, ever.
You must have seen it in a restaurant, though, because it's kind
of
like...
Yeah, on the menu, but I'm not buying things from... they've bought it. Where are they buying it from? Is there some... So you've got Billingsgate Fish Market,
yeah.
Spitalfield, Smithfield's Meat Market.
Yeah.
Is there some kind of jackfruit market?
There was some jackfruit market. It's brilliant, yeah.
Jackfruit market.
Jack's jackfruit market.
Where'd you get it from? Tell me.
I got it from Waitrose in a tin.
And
you get it out. Yeah, it's just tinned. I mean, it's It doesn't taste nice.
Is it the one that's got the consistency of pulled pork?
It resembles pulled pork.
Right.
And, like, it doesn't, though. Like,
right, okay.
It does, it's slimy and it's wet and it's... And I've yet to have it where if someone went, yeah, delicious.
How long, will you last for?
I don't know, but I just want to... Like, I don't think my stomach recovered from the first bout. And it's just really painful. Like, just contractions where your body's going, let's get this out, Pete. Let's get this out.
Some occasions, I do have to speak on behalf of the Luke and Pete Show community here.
Okay.
The problem isn't me, is it? The problem is one of two things with you.
Yeah.
It's eating out of date fetid meat or not cooking meat or fish properly.
Everyone else in the house is fine, but I just have one of those constitutions.
Oh, right.
So everyone else ate exactly the same things that I ate.
You and the two dogs.
I mean, they did. Buckley, one of the dogs, he's like, let him out for the. You know, I know pet stories are fucking boring, but.
No, they're not actually.
But dog's out, and he's just climbed into one of the fucking planters, like where the fucking plants live, obviously. And
I think people know what planters. Most people of our age haven't just discovered planters like you, Pete.
And I was like, "What's he? It looks like he's pulled a bulb, but he's chomped on that." I was like, "God, I hope that's not poisonous." So I run around and he's pulled out, no head of a lie, a lamb shank about the size of my arm, like
from
a big
the planter
from the planter.
He must have put it there.
No, I think it's foxes do this all the time.
That's a man's fibula.
The ball looked like a ball of a joint of like in a hip, and I was like, "That's too big." And so, I was like, "I was worried that it
might, a child's femur.
It might be a child's femur." And I went, "I'll just throw that in the bin."
Right, Buckley, you just eat all of it.
What a terrible! Shank,
but a fox got it from a bin or something.
He must have got it from someone's bin, but it looked pretty new. There's not like maggots or anything. Fucking, it was just pretty new. I would have eaten it, but it was just in the planter, and I was like, "Whoa!"
How big is the planter then?
It's a big planter. It's like a big planter with all the plants in it. And Buckley keeps going back to the same planter, like it's a vending machine going, like it was the best day of his life.
Do you think the fox was trying to grow a new sheep?
Maybe. I don't know. It was really
just water that.
Yeah.
Really curious. Look at them in the night, see a fox with a bottle of Evian, just water that. Get it in, moving the plant into the sun.
Keep thinking about it.
I hope
no one's died near
me. That's a very macabre story, you don't want to say.
Yeah, well, the fox is all over the gaff, to be honest.
Yeah, I was told that our cats are very fiercely territorial. They won't stand for any animal coming into their garden.
Mm.
Dog, size, whatever size. I mean, not that a dog would be in our garden, because there's no access to our garden apart from the house. But I've seen Hercules, the big ginger tank, one of the biggest, he's my cat and I love him dearly. He's one of the biggest cats of all time. He's fucking gigantic. I think he's about 9 kilos, right? I've seen him walk past a fox, just like a nod. Fox has walked straight past him down the garden path. Have a bit of respect. Your dogs can't even go out whenever they want, so they can't stop a fox planting a lamb shank.
No, it's right, yeah.
Mine could do whatever. They choose not to. Anyway, Yumbug. Yumbug.
Yumbug.
So you said that you will stop eating meat. That makes this even more interesting because this occupies the hinterland between probably vegetarianism. A lot of people are vegetarian for ethical reasons, for environmental reasons, and not necessarily because it's an animal thing. The Yumbug does insects.
Right, okay.
So it's actually, I know that people have talked about insects in the past. I know that, you know, that fella who goes and does all those travel programs, who looks like Cuddles the monkey from Orville the Duck. What's his name?
I don't know.
Simon Reeve.
Okay, right, Simon Reeve.
He doesn't like Cuddles.
Does he?
From Orville.
Simon Reeve.
Yeah.
Let's have a look.
He will go and visit somewhere and they'll eat insects and he'll be like, oh, in China they always eat insects. Great.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first, doesn't he look like him?
Cuddles the monkey. I can see, a little bit, I can kind of see it.
But Yumbug are doing proper, like, home delivery insects with... this is, by the way, we're not sponsored by Yumbug. I don't know anything about them. They could be awful for all now. They might be great. But they're not paying us to say this. I just thought it was interesting. They send out portions of bugs with all the herbs and spices. They've got like biodegradable packaging, all that kind of stuff. They say that the great thing about insects is that like a really great source of protein, and you can put them into kind of meals that you would have anyway. So their example they list on their website is have some tacos, but put some crickets in there. Put some spiced crickets in there.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that in principle and in practice? Because you are the type of person, I think, who would probably go up and see some in the supermarket and go, I'm going to have some of those.
I wouldn't be against it. You're probably right. I think it's just... I think if we knew more, because we've spoken about this before on the show, that prawns are a relative of woodlice, aren't they? You know, similar makeup and stuff. And if I saw woodlice, the last thing I want to do is jam it in my mouth. But prawns, ooh, get them in my gob. So as long as they're farmed properly and you had sort of guarantees of that, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't sort of get involved. And I'd certainly have a crack, and I've certainly eaten bugs before.
I've eaten mealworms, salt and vinegar mealworms, just like crisps.
Yeah, yeah. They're all right. But they don't... But that's what I mean. I'll wait until like Walkers make the crisps. You know what I mean? Like, because they know
you
what
want
they're
the big
doing.
On board.
Yeah, and I sort of go with these. I sort of go, yeah, you're having a go, but like, it's. I don't know whether this is as close to my palate as this could be. You know what I mean? Like, you could get the aftertaste off. You could make it taste a little bit more like it's
the
supposed.
First,
you know,
the
like
first this. Fruit in the wall gets the bloody nose.
Mm. But Pete,
also on the old nutrient side of it, because it's been posited before, hasn't it? Like, you know, to be sustainable, really, people are going to have to get a lot of their protein from insects.
Mm.
What they never say is how many insects you need to get the level of protein you would get from a burger, for example.
Yeah.
Because a burger is a lot richer and a lot bigger.
Mm.
Someone says to me, you can replace your protein intake with insects. Right, how many insects do I need? Because if it's a fucking lorry load, I haven't got all day.
And I don't want to eat their wings. So
is that what puts you off? Me, for me, it's the head. It's the
head. Pull them off. The head's fine. Pull them off.
Why is the head fine?
Brains.
It's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the reason it's not fine.
I'd be scared that like an ant might have one of those cephalopod kind of like little mushroom things that scare you.
The fungus.
It's
not a cephalopod, is it?
I don't know what it's called. Cephal something or other.
Right, it's like a fungus.
Yeah. Syphilis. Ant syphilis.
My six-year-old niece is amazing.
Like, always eating bugs.
Mate, we were at dinner the other day and my granddad, her great-granddad, ordered the white bait. Have you ever had white bait?
Yeah.
Little fish, right? With the heads and everything.
Very underwhelming meal. I never understand it.
But my grand loves it because like back in the 40s, I think it was like a thing.
Right, yeah.
So he still likes it, right? He still won't have like a medium steak because I think back in the day they couldn't guarantee the safety of the meat, so he just eats everything well done, right? Anyway, Betsy, my niece, she's piling through the white bait. Heads, bones, everything. She gives it. She loves it.
Unless you're kind of trained to sort of not like stuff.
Yeah, I guess like, so. Maybe you unlearn it. Yeah. Maybe you unlearn it.
Usually.
But it's the wing. You don't want to be eating the wings.
Mm, yeah, pull him off first, please.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just seems like that's the dirty bit.
That's going in the air. That's getting cleaned all the time.
Okay, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
Bugs. Let us know at hello@lukeandpeter.com if you would be interested in eating bugs, if you've got a bug-eating story, if you have a bug-eating company and would like to pay us money to sponsor. I don't know. hello@lukeandpeter.com. After the break, we're going to get into some battery brands and we're going to do some emails that have already been sent in. So stick around and we'll see you in a minute.
Bugs, not hugs.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
...2021 was a year like no other in European football.
And 2022 promises to be even more eventful.
On the Continent is your weekly guide to all the biggest stories across Europe.
But what was highlighted again in this game against Malmo was just how desperately that team needs something different up front. Alvaro Morata is not right now the number nine they need, and I don't think Moise Kean is either.
We're joined by the best European football experts to get to the bottom of the stories at the top of your newsfeed.
I think Real Madrid is a very logical place for him to go. And if you want that to be an option, it's not a bad idea to make Real Madrid think that you might go to Barcelona. But from Haaland's side of it, it's very beneficial that Barcelona are at least pretending they can afford him.
Come join us every Thursday on Football Ramble Presents.
Football Ramble Presents is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
It's the Luke and Pete Shaw, and of course, since it is Thursday the 13th of Japan, we are going to be doing battery brands, more battery brands in the battery hall.
You Luke. Do a couple, I'll need a rest.
Oh, I do. Okay,
I'll look them up.
Dan J says, hi, the Luke and the Pete's. My 2022 got off to a poor start as my two kittens knocked over and broke my TV. Oh, dear God.
That, it must be a small telly.
They must have teamed up, surely.
Yeah.
It's a proper, like, Farage kitchen TV.
What was so depressing about that story?
It's just a very small
picture,
television.
He was watching,
he was watching the Queen's speech. He'd been banished to the kitchen, and the television was like, I'm not having a go at his small telly, but it's just indicative of a man who doesn't care about art to have a 20-inch telly.
But
even a 15-inch telly in the kitchen, and he's just drinking a pint of shit ale.
He was drinking tea, wasn't he, in that one?
No, he was drinking a pint, wasn't he?
Was he?
He's always drinking a pint. He doesn't drink anything other than pints.
I liked that that photo was a really unifying photo because everyone could find something different to be depressed about in it. Some people, it's his trousers.
Some of them splashback.
Some people, it's his off-brand microwave.
Yeah.
For you, it was a small telly. That's fine.
Well, hopefully, Dan's year could get back on track with his new batteries that came with his new TV. Super heavy-duty Nan Grand. I'm thinking maybe, Luke, this isn't a new player simply because Nan Grand seems pretty familiar to me.
What's the name of the guy who sent it in?
It's Dan J.
Hi, Dan. Let's have a look. So, yeah, Nan Grand has... They've been in before. Most recently, November of last year. So that's not a new player, I'm afraid.
Never mind. Daniel. Sorry, mate.
Good luck with your next attempt.
We got a message from Kellen. Thank you, Kellen. It's Kellen from Bermuda. Lovely part of the world.
Does he say that?
I'm saying
that. We're supposed to say that, really, aren't
we? My ex lives there.
Oh, no. I love her Instagram.
Look, hard to dress that one up as a sideways move, as I always say.
It's fantastic. Her Instagram's great.
Yeah.
I like her anyway. She's obviously, I know her.
Yeah. I think that's the cutest baby I've ever seen as well.
She looks genuinely very happy.
No, she's not with me.
No, I didn't
short
say
time
that.
Listener.
Nor do I mean that.
Kellen says, short time listener, first time emailer. Love the show. And ever since starting to listen to you guys, I've been paying more attention to the many different kinds of batteries used around me. And everything so far has either come up on the pod or I can only imagine has come up since before around September when I started. However, this Christmas, my soon to be mother in law gifted me a portable milk frother. Nice stuff.
Right. That's one of those things with a little kind of spiral on the end.
Little spiral, yeah.
I thought that'd take a watch battery, no?
No, God, how much voltage are you going to get out of that?
AAA, you reckon?
Good God. At worst, AAA.
Possible AA.
Possible rechargeable lithium. I opened it up to check if I needed my own AA's, and it was AA's.
Right.
And lo and behold, they came with two already in a brand I'd never heard of until then. They're called Aerolatte, just like the name of the frother itself. And as soon as I thought, finally, I might have a new player worth emailing in. Apologies if you've had it on the show before. I've visited some old ones, but I haven't come across these yet. I think Aerolatte might be a new player.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
In fact, it's never been sent in before. So,
right.
But before we get the celebrations underway,
okay.
I hate to be the bearer of kind of controversial news.
I hate to froth the news.
Yeah, but how do we feel about this? Because it's
a branding
from the same product.
Yeah.
And we have famously, I think, and it caused many ripples throughout the battery fan community, we refused to accept Pittsburgh Steelers batteries because they were just kind of branded up for marketing reasons.
Okay.
I don't know how comfortable I am with these batteries being the same as the electronic device itself.
Have we sort of like made our own bed on this one, I suppose? We're in a situation where we're going to deal with that.
No, because I feel like if we went too far down this road,
you could just Sharpie Pete Donnie's new bat bats.
I don't know if I can acknowledge it.
My heart hurts over this. Yeah. Could you sort of? Do you reckon you? There's if I saw that, I'd be like, right. Aerolite are not producing their own batteries. It's clearly, you know, it's a rebadgeling, you fool.
Like Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do you reckon they had batteries that all they had labels on them? Do you reckon if you peeled off the, don't peel a battery, peeled off the label? You know, like when you get a can of craft ale.
Fucking a bit sanctimonious. You know, fucking the amount of batteries you must have peeled over the years.
I have. Weird, very weird thing.
Well, wallpapers with battery peel.
Next to me, finished crispy pancakes boxes.
Yeah.
Do you reckon, like, because when I get a can of craft ale, there's always like a paper label on an aluminium can.
Yeah.
And I always sort of go, right, what's under that? Budweiser.
but that's like a cost saving measure, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think what we should do is
peel a lot of batteries, see what's underneath there.
Kellen deserves our respect and deserves a bit of,
love.
A full and frank inquiry. Mm. I think we should get producer Rory to do a Twitter poll.
All right, cool.
And if the listening community decides it's acceptable, we'll accept it next week. And if not, we won't. So yeah. Kellen, you're on notice. You'll have to stick around and see what happens.
Okay.
Next.
Jeremiah has got in touch. Do you know what's better than Christmas presents? Christmas presents with batteries included. This year, the little ones in my family both got some knockoff lightsabers, a space sword, and inside were some Zern super heavy-duty batteries. Zerne.
Right, I've got two things to say on this.
Okay.
One is that they are absolutely a brand new player.
Hey.
So congratulations, welcome in. Ooh. Secondly, huge amount of respect, huge amount of respect to a man, in this case Jeremiah, who sent this email at 5:20 on Christmas fucking day. That is the commitment we're after from our listeners.
25 in the morning? In the after, in the
5:20 PM.
Oh, 5:20 PM.
So you know what's happened?
That's like...
Everyone's having a nap after lunch.
He's pissed. He is absolutely pissed.
Doesn't matter, still counts.
He's been banished to the kitchen and all he's got is a space sword to keep him entertained.
What is a space sword? Like a lightsaber?
Yeah, it's just a knockoff lightsaber, space sword.
Huh.
That did not warrant a huh, like you've learned some new news. What is this fucking space sword? You'd be no good on Star Wars.
I sound like a fucking NPR podcaster, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, Chewy.
So you literally got an off-brand lightsaber called a space sword.
Hey, Chewy, turn on my sky car.
Huh. Why do they always end sentences by going?
I don't know. Huh.
Anyway, so look, new player, well done. Yeah. Christmas Day commitment again, well done. Yeah. More of those next Thursday.
Yes.
Kellen, the jury's still out. You'll get your due diligence. You'll get your fucking verdict next week.
Yeah.
Emails, hello@lucapeacher.com. Before we go into them, Andy McNeil's been in touch on Twitter. I've put this in because he's bigging me up and defending me.
Okay.
We had a debate, I think, before Christmas around fish, chips, and beans.
Okay. Yeah.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. I don't like to see it. I don't even want to know that it's happening, to be quite frank.
I enjoy it. Andy says, Luke, full agreement that fish, chips and beans is a thing. The reason I like it is for this. In my parents' house, it's someone's job to put the beans on whilst another goes and collects it from the chipper.
Also, that is nice, because everyone's got a little job then.
See, also, sausage, chips and beans, or Scotch pie, chips and beans, and Andy is obviously Scottish. They are my people. I'm good with that. Spiritually, I feel very well connected to Scotland. I'm on board, Andy. Thanks for your support.
How do I make sauce? Is it just brown sauce and vinegar?
What do you mean?
Like, you know that sauce stuff they use?
Oh, up put up north?
Yeah.
I don't know what it's made of.
It's like Edinburgh sort of.
Do you know what? I'm half of the mind to put this out there, that I think I remember when burger sauce, which is now a thing that you get in a squeezy bowl.
And what's that, tomato sauce mixed with mayonnaise?
Yeah, I think back in the day, the kind of industrious and entrepreneurial, mostly Turkish kebab shop owners, we're just doing that and calling it burger sauce.
Yes.
And then someone's come along and said, we'll have some of that and we'll commercialise it.
I love that. Yeah, no, I agree.
I think it is that.
Yeah, I think it is that too.
And it tastes good.
It looks so weird. And it tastes good?
It does taste good.
Huh. I made prawn cocktail for the starters at Christmas, the only successful part of the meal I helped cook.
Hang on. You made prawn cocktail starters on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
in 2021?
Yeah.
Well, it's just a fucking Bernie in. What are you doing? What's just a fucking harvester for Christmas?
Don't talk to me. I didn't request it, but I made it.
The tastes good?
The taste is great. The sauce, the sauce, the is it Marie Rose sauce they call it?
Yeah.
Seafood sauce. I mean, everyone was getting very stressed out about what was going in it. And I was like, it's just your, is it mayonnaise? Tomato sauce.
Is it?
Mayonnaise.
Right.
Bit of mustard, bit of horseradish, bit of lemon juice in there as well, yeah.
So basically, Mary Rose sauce is someone who just went, I'm going to put all the sauces together.
Well, I'll just put tomato sauce and mayonnaise, the main bit, together sort of thing. Right. I think there's nothing to it, really. I get so stressed out about it.
Producer Roy, who is, of course, Scottish, who just dropped something in the running, was saying chippy sauce, he can confirm, is brown sauce and vinegar.
Yeah. Why don't I make that? It's delicious.
Yeah, brown sauce.
Why don't I have that in my life?
Quite vinegary anyway.
Yeah, but it gives it that kind of beefy, like a beefy sarsen's.
I'm
gonna have fish and chips tonight. I'm veggie now. Damn it!
I occasionally have to physically stop myself, like consciously stop myself putting too much vinegar on fish and chips.
Fish and chips are only good because vinegar exists. It's just I just use
it's a vehicle for vinegar.
It's a vehicle for vinegar. Yeah, I love vinegar.
It's a Trojan horse.
Good God,
your vinegar intake.
Good God, I love.
How
vinegar.
Is the? How
I
is
love
the...
rice wine vinegar. Yeah. I love sarsens. I love balsamic on strawberries and pepper. Oh yes, please.
How's the ice cream? How are the stomach complaints? Doing okay? No,
just thinking about vinegars.
You're basically pouring acid regularly into your stomach.
Sorry about me. I mean, do you ever sort of like when you just fancy a bit of vinegar, you just sort of put your lips to the sauce and just give it a little suck. And I'm thinking about when I'm salivating. Oh God!
Sorry about that.
I got a big.
You suck on the vinegar bottle from the cupboard,
like a little, bottle, because it is like a little child's bowl.
Let me ask you a question.
And to get it through the thing, to get it through the membrane, you've got to really suck on it.
Let me ask you a question,
like Maggie.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you first check that Sarah's not there?
Yes.
Okay.
Should
you be doing it?
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right.
Anyway, we've got to do an email. I promised NFT emails, even though I don't understand
them.
We've got to squeeze them in.
Let's just do them next week. Oh yeah.
All right, we'll do it on Monday. Fuck Joe, what? Fuck it, we'll do it on Monday.
We'll do it on Monday because we're doing an NFT special and we'll sell our first NFT. It's a picture of my knob.
I don't understand a word you just said apart from the knob bit. Thank you very much for listening to this week's Thursday show. Thanks for your battery brands. Thanks for your emails that we didn't read, although we will read them on Monday. If you've got anything to add, hello@lukeandpeacher.com. Look out for the Twitter poll for our friend Kellen's batteries, Aero Lattes, whether you think they should be acceptable or not, because it's your show as well. We'll be back on Monday. Have a lovely weekend. Look after yourselves and each other. That's it, Pete. Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
It's goodbye from me as well.
The Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.